You can take the president of the Leeward Islands Airline Pilots Association, LEAALP, Patterson Thompson, off that list of former LEAAT pilots who are getting all riled up by some recent comments by the Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda. Last Saturday, a very upset Gaston Brown lashed out at former pilots who were challenging the constitutionality of the recently amended Companies Act, a piece of legislation that prohibits anyone from suing the government of Antigua and Barbuda over any claims against LEAAT. He basically called the pilots ungrateful, accusing them of refusing to cooperate with his government in its effort to recapitalize the company and keep LEAAT in the air. While other pilots are incensed by the comments and say they are even contemplating possible legal action, Mr. Thompson says that though he's disappointed by the comments, he believes all energies should now be directed at the concept that has been placed on the table by the government of Antigua, that of compassionate severance.
We have an offer of compassionate severance of 50% of all the monies owed to the workers, terminal benefits. And we're trying to get that. Now, that can come in a between bonds, land, and cash. So obviously, that is going to be a difficult proposition for people outside of Guyana, outside of Antigua, in terms of land and bonds. And what percentage of it is going to come in cash? These are the questions that we actually had a meeting with some of the unions in Antigua to try and figure out how we are going to approach this. With the government, there was an offer made, and it needs to have more flesh to it. So we're going to compile a letter to them with all these various questions to get the offer more defined.
And what so are the questions?
Well, as I said, number one, those employees who are outside of Guyana, outside of Antigua, how will you deal with them? Land and bonds in Antigua is not an active proposition for anybody outside of Antigua. So we have to find a way to deal with that. Suppose some of the members don't want that. How are we going to deal with that situation? Suppose they're not interested. Suppose they want to pursue their legal rights. So that's an issue. We're trying to see if we can maybe get the 50% higher than that. There is a question of percentages. What in cash, what in land, what in bonds? There is a question of, will it only apply to unions based in Antigua, or is this for all the unions in the region that work for LEAAT? There were a few other questions. Is it a final payment? Is it the issue that if LEAAT is eventually liquidated, we'll be able to get funds from that as well as the 50%? So there are some of the basic questions.
What's the next step?
Well, the next step is to compile that letter, get it off to the administrator. In the same time, we still need to get a lot of information out of LEAAT 1974 and the process of how far it has reached in terms of administration. I know Mr. Seifor had said he'd reached 58 cents on the dollar. 58 cents on the dollar is in good times. Obviously, we're in a pandemic situation, and then it is obviously a buyer's market. So if you were to liquidate LEAAT, it's not going to happen tomorrow. And all your funds are not going to come tomorrow. And depending on what is being liquidated and what is being bought and who is buying it, it could take a lengthy time. Liquidation is not instantaneous. So all these questions have to be answered. And we're hoping that when we compile this letter, that it will be sent off to Mr. Seifor, who will then negotiate with the government to see what else can be given or what definitive answers can be given.
Former LEAAT pilot Patterson Thompson on Sagicor's Early Business. Sagicor's Early Business can also be heard as a podcast at vob929.com.